This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police in Pueblo, currently at the scene of an active homicide investigation on the city's Lower East Side, according to the Pueblo Police Department. It's in an area of South Joplin and East Ash Street. We have a crew making their way to the scene right now. We will provide updates as they are made available right here on KRDO News Radio and over at KRDO.com. Crowds, meanwhile, gathered at America the Beautiful Park in Colorado Springs over the weekend celebrating Juneteenth. Is now a federal holiday recognizing the moment when the last enslaved peoples in the U.S. found out they were free. Tatiana Bienemy, Miss Black Colorado, says it's a way to feel recognized and affirmed. And while the events over the weekend were fun, the real reason for celebrating Juneteenth is what the day stands for.
It's part of our bloodline. It's part of our history. So it's really important for us. And we just want, you know, the same respect, the same love and support that you would get for any other national holiday, because it does mean a lot to us and it's very important. So to see, you know, people of all color, races, gender out here just really supporting the cause really means a lot to us.
It was on June 19th of 1865 when the last enslaved people in America learned they were free. That's more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. The city of Colorado Springs closing its administrative offices today in honor of the holiday. The closure includes City Hall, the Sales Tax Office, community centers, and municipal courts. Pioneers Museum will be closed, but other attractions like Pikes Peak and Garden of the Gods will remain open. More information is available on the city's website. Prosecutors say they plan to rest their case in the murder trial of Joel Hollendorfer as early as tomorrow. Hollendorfer is being tried for the murder in 2012 of Kara Nichols. Prosecution called Hollendorfer's ex-wife to the stand on Friday. She testified that Hollendorfer confessed to murdering and burying Nichols' body during a phone conversation in 2014. It was her recollection of that conversation that eventually led to the discovery of Nichols' bodies back in 2022 on land owned by Hollendorfer's family. Again, more testimony scheduled to take place early this week. A man from Pueblo County is accused of killing his 73-year-old neighbor. A trial now underway. According to Pueblo County deputies, 35-year-old Max Strux shot his neighbor, Patty Magby, at least twice. Her body was found on Strux's property. We don't know why she was there exactly. Strux told the 911 operator that he fired a gun because he told an intruder to get off his property. He also apparently went to the house from his driveway, coming back outside with the gun. Prosecutors using that piece to argue that Strzok was deliberately trying to kill Magby. The defense, meanwhile, described Strzok as afraid and under attack. They said Magby ignored no trespassing signs and drove right up to his front door, and that Magby's blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit when she died. Strzok's trial is currently scheduled through next Monday. Friends and family members of Quallen Campbell gathered in Noonan, Georgia for a funeral service on Saturday. Campbell is the apparent victim of a murder-suicide taking place earlier this month at South Nevada and Brookside here in the Springs. His wife, Talia, claiming Colorado Springs police did not respond to her 911 call for help until an hour after that initial call. Campbell was already dead by that point. She allegedly told dispatchers that she believed her husband had been taken hostage. When police did arrive, they say they found Campbell and another man dead inside of a car. The Campbell family now exploring their legal options and what avenues they may have, while the Springs police say they are reviewing the incident to see what errors may have taken place on their end. In Colorado Springs, planning to complete several security upgrades for Memorial Park by the month's end, city installing 19 security gates, additional lighting, and security cameras across the park. More than 300 reports of criminal activity and vandalism at the park have been filed since 2020. Upgrades were paid for by a grant from the state's Safe Streets program.
Mainly sunny skies, some very warm to hot temperatures here the next couple of days. This afternoon, we'll make it to about 89, Colorado Springs 94 in Pueblo. Clear to partly cloudy overnight with morning starts in the upper 50s, and then mostly sunny to partly cloudy Tuesday afternoon, 87, Colorado Springs 91. In Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.